What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, appreciate you checking us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We're streaming live all across the country on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome. Mike Loxley, head coach of the Maryland Terrapins, is going to join us coming up at 9 o'clock. But let's head out to the Rude Guest Hotline right now and talk to Paul Dottino. He covers the Giants for WFAN in New York. Giants had a fun preseason, got to see Jackson Dart thrive, their first round pick. What's going on, Paul?
Hey, good to talk to you, fellas. How's everything?
Hey, man. Hey, doing great.
How much, you know, preseason here, everybody's convinced themselves that preseason means nothing. The Redskins won a Super Bowl when they went winless in the preseason. But it's exciting when you put up a lot of points. The Giants had a successful preseason. What is everybody saying about this year's Giants team?
Well, I think it's kind of a tale of two stories, fellas, to be honest with you. The people who are outside the building and haven't come here to watch Giants practice during the course of the offseason and then, you know, closely watch them during training camp, those people still have a lot of residue from the last couple of years where this team really struggled. And I think that's why the experts out there in Nevada seem to think that, you know, they'll be rather substantial underdogs in this game on Sunday. The people who have seen this team and have been up close and personal, and many of the national people like Brian Boldinger and Judy Batista, NFL Network, and Chris Sims, they've been here. And they're like, oh, yeah, the Giants are the upset special this week. Wow. Because they know this is 2025. This is not the Giants you've seen the last 2 years. And we already know a poor Giants team last year gave Washington fits twice. In fact, outplayed them in the first game. And now the Giants are a significantly better team. And I don't necessarily think the preseason stats mean anything. I think you just have to look at the talent on the roster. Some of the changes they've made also with the coaching situation where Kafka's calling the plays again like he did in 2022 when the Giants made the playoffs. This team is going to surprise a lot of people who have been closing their eyes and not visiting the facility.
Talking to Paul Dottino from FAN on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in DMV. So you said significantly better. Where are they significantly better?
Well, you start with the defense and with the additions of Paulson Adebo, who was an outstanding corner. He was the top-rated free agent corner in the marketplace. You add in Javon Holland, who was one of probably the top two free agent safeties in the marketplace. So that should help them, you know, at least contain, if not plug, the horrible holes in the secondary that allowed so many big plays last year, which was really the biggest Achilles on the defense The second biggest Achilles on the defense was the rush defense. Now, I can't tell you 100% that that's fixed yet because in the preseason, I don't put a lot of stock in it. We know that Dexter Lawrence did not play during the preseason. He was a guy who was on load management because of the elbow injury last year, and so they held him out of games. He'll start playing, obviously, on Sunday. We think with the addition of Abdul Carter, the number one draft pick, we think with the signing of Chauncey Golston, who was an outstanding defensive end last year for the Cowboys, came into his own, and you know they couldn't afford him with their cap trouble, so the Giants stole him from within the division. Those two guys right off the bat make the front seven better. Then you add in a Robertson Harris, who has been unlocked by defensive line coach Andre Patterson, who was a huge fan of his, and told me when they signed him, he's like, you ain't seen nothing yet from this guy. He's been in the league 5 or 6 years, and he's never been coached properly. I can get it out of him. This is the same guy who made Dexter Lawrence a dominant All-Pro, so I'm buying in. I just think that the defense is potentially top five in the NFL. Hmm. Russell Wilson, obviously, is a tremendous upgrade over Daniel Jones. Neighbors in his second season. Theo Johnson in his second season. You're adding Scatterboo to the running game. And the Giants' offensive line right now, we're not sure if Andrew Thomas is going to play on Sunday or not, but it looks like the line is a lot deeper and seems to have kind of found its sea legs after going through a very, very rough season in 24. So I see it all around being a much better team.
How is Shane Bowen going to use Carter? Is he going to move him around, kind of like they did at Penn State? Or what do you expect from that, from Shane to
Looks as though he will have a number of snaps where he'll be on the field with Thibodeau and Burns together, all three of them as a threesome. In that instance, yeah, you'll see Carter move around a lot. He may be coming on the A gap, the B gap. He may be a shadow, a spy. He may be lining up next to Burns on one snap, or maybe next to Thibodeau on the other snap. Or who knows, maybe once or twice they might just drop him into coverage because we know that he can handle running backs playing off-ball linebacker at Penn State until his last season there. So they can really do anything they want with him. He becomes the wild card. I don't necessarily know if he plays every snap right away. You know, I mean, even the guys who are workhorses on defense will play 80-85% of the snaps. I don't know if he's going to be right out of the box playing that many. They do like Micah McFadden, their other inside linebacker who plays next to Bobby Okereke. He had a career season last year, McFadden did, with over 100 tackles. But you are going to see a lot of Abdul Carter in a variety of situations.
Paul, you mentioned...
In fact, you might even see him line up a little bit at three technique. We've seen some of that, too, during training camp.
Paul, about a minute ago, you mentioned Scatterboo. How big is his role going to be in the offense? We know that the Giants liked what they saw out of Tyrone Tracy last year, but they didn't like the five fumbles. So what sort of breakdown do you see in that running back room?
Yeah, I think right now it's Tracy's job to lose. Scatterboo and Singletary are the two guys right behind him. Scatterboo, to me, is a very interesting guy because he plays like a power back, but he's not the biggest guy in the world. Now, his legs are very, very thick. He grinds and grinds and grinds and has a motor that's ridiculously hot. Catches the ball very well. Has much better moves and some slashes and cuts that people just don't give him credit for because they think of him more as a power style back. Has shown terrific hands coming out of the backfield. So I think at the beginning, with his propensity to be an outstanding short yardage back at Arizona State, and you probably know he ran for 21 touchdowns last year. So you get down near the goal line, I would think if the Giants have any common sense at all, he's going to be their goal line back. I mean, this is a team that's had a lot of trouble over the years of running the ball, you know, inside the five, either because the offensive line wasn't good enough or, you know, Barkley was hurt a lot when he was in the backfield and you just didn't get a lot of that pounding inside the deep red zone. I think that's where Scatterboo's role starts. Short yardage, and on goal line. I think that's where you begin it. And then if things develop more and more after that, well, then you see if you expand it. But this is a guy who's got a real strong nose for the end zone.
Paul, what it seems like from afar that Dable's kind of in love with the potential of Jackson Dart. But, you know, you mentioned it. Wilson's a big upgrade over Daniel Jones, at least on paper. He's not the same guy he was 10 years ago, but as you mentioned, he can still throw the deep ball. Is he going to be tempted at any point if Russ struggles to go to the kid way earlier than people imagine? And I'm just wondering, from your perspective long-term, like, do you see Russ playing out 17 games there, or do you see a situation where eventually he moves on for Dart?
There's a lot of things to unpack there. I think the biggest issue for the Giants is this. Russell Wilson right now, although he still has an incredible deep ball, we know what all the numbers say from last year. He's one of the top three deep ball throwers in the NFL, and he hasn't lost the arm at all. He can still make every throw. We know his touchdown-interception ratio is terrific. But I think because of losing a step with his legs, all right, this is not the Russell Wilson who went to two Super Bowls with Seattle. Let's make that clear. I'm not walking past some kind of fantasy land with this. Russell Wilson is more of a game manager right now than he is a game breaker. But then again, because of the ability to hit the deep ball, he still has that in his back pocket. Now, that in itself makes the Giants a much more dangerous team, because we all know you win with defense in this league. And if you've got an offense that's not going to screw it up and then occasionally still hit the long ball, that makes the Giants a very formidable opponent. Now, in terms of your question about Dart, yeah, there's no doubt the Giants are very, very happy to get him. They drafted him late in the first round by moving up in that deal. Yes, but the schedule for him, it really depends on your perspective. The Giants would love for themselves to be competitive, have Wilson stay healthy, play well, keep this team in games all the way into December to where they can still talk about meaningful competitions. You know, they don't want to be out of the playoff race by October. Halloween has not been fun, all right? That's been a horror show for the Giants. They've been out of it by then in most of the last how many years. So they want to be able to go into Christmas saying there might still be some presents under the tree to unwrap. If that happens and Wilson's playing well, then the only chance you're going to see Jackson Dart is in mop-up roles, because they might want to just give him a little sampling, you know, a little teaspoon, if you will. But other than that, I think it's really going to depend on how Dable feels about Dart's own personal development. I don't think they're going to rush him in just to rush him in and make everybody in New York all excited and happy that the new kid on the block is in the game. Dable's not stupid. He's not going to do that. He's going to wait till this kid is ready. And if the Giants are competitive, there's no reason to put the kid in unless it's mop-up time. So if they're going to be as good as I think they can be and be around 500 the whole season, I truly believe there's a chance outside of mop-up you won't see Jackson Dart, you know, start a game or play significant time until 2026.
All right, makes sense. What are the things you're concerned with about the Commanders? Is it simply Jaden?
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, look at what the guy did last year. He took a 4-win team and gave him 12 wins. You know, I think it starts with him. I don't know yet what's going to happen with Deebo Samuel in that offense. You know, McLaurin's back, but hey, look at what happened last year. Lamb, Ayuk, what's his name? The guy in Cincinnati, all three of them held out. Three superstar receivers all held out. And they came in late, and the first month of the season, they really, really struggled.
Right.
So I think the Giants are very fortunate to be playing Washington opening day, because Daniels is still an incredible talent. That's true. I like the fact that if you're the Giants, that Cosme is not going to be playing, because I think he's played very well against them in the past. So I think that's something that's good. What's Connolly going to be like? You know, is he going to be wetting his pants in his first NFL game playing right tackle against the likes of Kayvon Thibodeau and Abdul Carter? Perhaps. So, I think, you know, the ability for Daniels to make plays and to improvise, that's got to be the issue, but it's always going to be the issue. I don't think Washington's going to have a very good season, to be honest with you.
Ooh.
I think they're going to struggle a lot more than people think.
Why?
I think the 12 wins is a fantasy that they were able to pull off last year. I don't like their pass rush at all. I don't think their defense against the run up front is very good. I think it's a very overrated team as we go into this season.
So handicap the NFC East then.
Well, it's Philadelphia's division. But beyond that, I think it's a total crapshoot. I'm very unimpressed with Dallas's defense. I'm unimpressed with Washington's defense. And the Giants, by far, have not only the best defense in the division, but one of the best in the league, which means if their offense can just somewhat be respectable, because Dallas and Washington have better offenses than the Giants do. That's for sure. No one's going to doubt that. But again, you win in this league with defense, which allows the Giants to somewhat even the playing field a little bit. I have no idea between Washington, Dallas, and the Giants who's going to finish in second place behind Philadelphia. I really don't.
If you had to pick a survivor in week one, would you take Philly over Dallas?
Oh, my goodness, really? Let's not kid ourselves. That Dallas team right now, they got to be reeling. Emotionally, after what just happened with the trade of Parsons, I'll say this, all right? We know that they're explosive offensively. Obviously, you know, the trade for Pickens is a very, very big deal for them. But the offensive line is a bit of a question mark. Their running game has been totally reconstituted. So I really don't know exactly where they stand there. Can they throw it? Yeah. They got weapons. They can certainly throw it. But defensively, who are they going to stop? How are they going to stop anybody?
Hey, real quick, do you think that Malik Nabers is going to be near the top in terms of targets for the entire year? Is Wilson just going to kind of look for him, or are they going to kind of balance it out, spread around, and then use Tyrone Tracy and maybe Scattaboo whenever he's
available? Well, I think with the backs you just mentioned, both of their abilities to catch the ball out of the backfield, I know the Giants feel very strongly about Theo Johnson. They think he's going to step up and be a real important part of that passing game. I think they'd like to spread it around a little bit, and that doesn't mean that Nabers, you know, what did he catch, 110 passes or whatever it was last year? I could see him catching 95.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that really that much of a drop-off? He'll still be the guy they feed, but I think the Giants have a much better opportunity this year to be a balanced offense, and there's one thing we know about Russell Wilson. If you look at this guy's career, he's never been one to force the ball where it doesn't belong. He's smart. He's conservative. He understands not to take chances, not to throw the ball into crowded areas. So if it means that he's got to throw 20 less targets maybe to Nabers than they would like because, hey, look at this, Wandell Robinson or Slayton or Johnson are wide open on the other side of the field. Guess what? Russell Wilson's going to get the completion. He's not going to jam it in or overthrow Nabers.
Yeah.
So, you know, your fantasy people out there, Nabers will probably put up a little bit less of the numbers he had last year. Maybe just about 1,200 yards, maybe 95 catches. But, you know, it's not about him. It's about the offense. This offense has been dreadful for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
They put Russell Wilson in here to move the ball and give them chances to win. Not to necessarily make Malik Nabers the NFL's leading receiver.
It's going to be interesting.
Good stuff, Paul. Right, always love talking to you. Thanks for the insight.
Thanks, Paul.
Anytime, fellas. Yep. Be good.
All right, buddy.
You too.
That's Paul DeTino from FAN.
He's down on my boys.
He's down
putting
on
us
the
right there with Dallas and New York.
Well, I mean, he's a Giant fan.
He's a Giant fan, but look, I think there's some. It's kind of like Saraluga is writing about and what I've been talking about.
Your boy Seth Walder from ESPN.
He brings up good points about
sub
the 500. Because we just don't know.
It hadn't been proven.
We just don't know.
Kinlaw needs to be huge, Hicks.
He does, and I vehemently disagree with his. Defense wins games in the NFL in 2025.
I could see you. I see you at the corner of my eye.
Bristling
Eagles' defense did win the Super Bowl.
They were very good. It's good to have a great defense, but you also need to be able to score points.
Their offense is what
you're not
going to
win a lot
the
of
Commanders
9-6 games in the NFL in the year 2025.
Because Jaden had a pretty good game in the NFC Championship game, but the offense of the Eagles couldn't be stopped.
Yeah, they're unstoppable.
Hope Connerly just ragdolls Abdul Carter, just pancakes him all day long.
Dude,
they're going to move him around.
Think about it with Burns, Carter,
Thibodeau.
Connerly's going to be, he's not going to know who to block.
Well, he's going to get tested in his
right?
first pro start.
They're going to run those guys at him. It's going to be wild.
I don't know if the Giants are going to finish top five like he's predicting, but they are going to be better defensively
right.
with all those additions. Because I wasn't even thinking about the guys they added in the secondary. Mm-hmm.
Coming up next, we'll switch gears, open up EB's entertainment page here on the Junkies.
Remember the
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Junk's text line is presented by our friends at Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank proudly serving the DMV since 2004. By my radio math, that's 21 years. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.
Mm-hmm. I
believe it's time now for Eric Bickle's entertainment page. He's
That's
ready
right.
to entertain the masses. It's
That's
what he
right.
does.
I'm an expert at that, Cakes.
Yes.
Yeah, been doing this a long time, buddy.
well
entertainment
aware.
Page driven by BMW Fairfax. DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. Of course, you can check out their entire selection of certified pre-owned and brand-new vehicles right there on their website, bmwfairfax.com. When you get there, mention me. They're going to treat you like a rock star regardless. Take a couple of those vehicles on a test drive. I'll be shocked if you don't fall in love. It's just, amazing vehicles over there. All right, just I want to lead off. We didn't really touch on this, but my daughter kept showing me this video of Jordan Hudson, Bill's 26-year-old girlfriend, mm-hmm. whatever she is. Yep. Is she 26, 27?
Something like that.
Yeah, in that range, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure it was in the pregame warm-up, but the guys are on the field.
Yeah.
They're warming up. She's on the sideline.
I know,
and then
weird.
She's walking over there talking to coach.
Bizarre.
Yep,
like, what
she
is
was.
Can you imagine Bill's previous wife or girlfriend being on the sideline?
No.
Can you imagine anybody's girlfriend or wife talking to them on the sideline in a pregame?
No.
Before arguably, I don't know, biggest game in the last 4 or 5 years for Bill? Pretty big game for him.
I mean, it was a huge game. It was a massive game.
A lot of
then
people.
Then later, she ended up in the suite.
Right.
She was sitting
there. She was hanging with Randy Moss.
With Randy Moss, and I have to say this, and this is just mean, okay? But I'm just gonna say it.
Yeah, say it.
She looks crazy. She's got the crazy eyes.
There's
something about her that looks cray cray. Sorry.
A lot of people are joning too.
She's very serious. She's on her phone. Like, she's got something to do with something. Like, come on.
Afterwards. When Bill did his post-game, wasn't a presser, but he's talking there. The background had all these balloons and stuff, and they just got blasted.
It's just weird.
Yeah, people think that it was Jordan Hudson's idea to put all the balloons up.
Man, who knows?
Well, why would you have a balloon? Why would you have a bunch of balloons like you're at a birthday party at a post-game presser?
Well, that doesn't make any sense. I think it was up for the pregame, but it was
okay, but.
It didn't make any sense.
It was like a morgue in there after the loss. Like,
yeah.
Somebody should have went and popped every single one of those balloons. It's like the Brad Pitt scene where he comes into Moneyball and the guys are dancing in the clubhouse after a loss and he loses his mind.
Right.
That's what Belichick should have done. He should have taken a pen and popped every one of those dumb balloons.
I'm rooting against.
He's such a serious guy.
I'm rooting against the Tar Heels every single
you
week.
You are? I kind of want him to make them relevant.
No,
I
don't, because she's annoying. He's annoying.
She is so annoying.
Yeah.
I think I hate her.
Doesn't that AD say, bro, she needs to stay
she
up in the stands.
She can't be on the sideline. She can't be talking to you while the guys are warming up. He's actually like talking to her. And for some reason, I feel like she has like some sort of Jedi mind trick on him.
He's falling into the honeypot.
You don't see that with any other coach.
He doesn't have any control anymore.
No other coach would have his girlfriend or wife on the field talking to him.
You know what that is? It's young nanny.
Yes,
all in
totally
head.
What it is.
Yeah.
Cupid did
you
this.
You can't say
Cupid
no to
this.
Her.
Drew back his arrow, okay, and shot it right through his heart.
Yeah.
And he can't say no to her.
But is that true that no spouses are on the field?
When have you ever
talking
seen
talking to the head coach like 10 minutes before kickoff?
Do we know it was 10 minutes before I saw the video?
Yeah, but
I was just at a preseason game, okay? And I had field access.
You're going to defend the action.
No, I don't. I'm actually.
Psycho.
Again, what am I supposed to say if I'm asking a question, Gigs?
I'm asking a question. Don't attack me.
Yeah. I'm asking a question. Don't ask me. But this is based on experience.
No,
just being at a game.
Don't attack me.
Okay. 2 weeks ago, I'm at the Commanders preseason game.
Yeah.
And when they're
you think DQ's over there talking to his wife, kissing her 5 minutes before the
when
the players
that's a meaningless preseason game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, he didn't care.
When the players are on the field and they're punting and kicking. There's a lot of guys who are smoking and joking.
Yeah, but
not with
coaches.
Their wives and girlfriends.
Supposed to be canoodling with your
not Cakes. The head coach.
Cakes, you know what it is? She's like Rasputin, where she had the hold over the Imperial.
I know who Rasputin is.
All right, never mind.
Who's Rasputin?
Rasputin was this a Russian mystic who healed. The Empress's son Alexei from hemophilia, and then all of a sudden the family became in love with Rasputin, and basically was running the entire Russian oligarchy.
No, I almost feel like
you just gave me a history lesson. I
think
I
my understanding
that.
Is the family's really don't like this chick, and like it they really like the kids.
Belichick's
very
family,
wary of her.
I haven't heard
because she's so controlling.
He needed to say to her, "Look, this is a big moment for me." I need you to be up in the suite with Caitlin Clark and Randy Moth and Jordan and hang out with them.
She can't.
I need to focus on trying to beat TCU.
She can be on the field.
Stay up there.
She can be on the field 2 hours before the game.
That's fine.
You know what? The Falcons dodged a bullet.
Yeah, they did. Big bullet.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, big one.
See her prancing around?
Was she still with him or with him during the Falcon interviews?
Oh, and I think so.
Well, they must have seen the writing on the wall.
Yeah, she probably sat in on the interviews and said, no, he's not answering that. Remember what she did with CBS?
I do remember that, yes. 60 Minutes, right?
And I have to say, they interviewed Bill. You know, remember the Holly Rowe interview? And then they interviewed him. I don't know if it was and all I could look at was his old man face.
Okay.
And then he had like a wart on his lip and everything. And I was like, she's attracted to him? Like, you know, presumably new relationship, you know, probably pretty active.
Yeah.
You know, sexually.
Maybe she's into sugar daddies. I don't know.
She's into that big wart on his lip.
She's 27. How old is he?
72 or 73.
It's a 49-year age gap.
Yeah, it just makes no
sense.
He's
72 or 73.
It's so weird.
Like old hurting age spots.
Oh, she's only 24.
Okay.
All right, so that's even worse.
Giving her 27.
I know, okay, that's even worse.
He's 73.
Yeah.
73 and 24.
He's got big,
50
big old fat face, turkey neck, wart under his lip, hurting dry lips, just hurting. I looked at him and I went, she likes that?
You know what else? Bad college coach.
Yeah.
In one game. Bad coach.
Hurt the cutoff sweatshirt.
Well, that's because his girlfriend's hanging out on the field before.
Hey, how many times do you think they have sex a week?
They probably have sex like 4 or 5 times a week.
That's a lot.
I bet you they have sex 4 to 5 times a week. Because it's new relationship.
It can't be silly, Zach.
He's got so many blue pills around
his
house.
Yeah, probably got all kinds of blue pills.
Hey, if I were him, less sex, more watching Charlotte game tape.
He's dirty mumbling and everything.
I'm gonna take Carolina in my survivor pool for the ACC.
I hope they lose.
God, I would love for Belichick to lose
for you too.
You saw the video of him in wherever he was, the Hamptons or whatever, with the shirt off, leaving after
walk of shame.
The walk of shame. The man boobs hanging out. He's so gross.
Maybe he hangs out with Al Pacino and his girlfriend. Pacino's 83.
Yeah.
His girlfriend, 29.
Man, he's...
That's just dumb.
They just had a baby 2 years ago.
I'm telling you, man.
I mean, it's almost a level that Bill Belichick is dating, like, my daughter. It's one year difference.
Yeah.
My daughter's 23 years old.
Yeah.
Can you imagine your 23-year-old daughter bringing, is it a septuagenarian?
Yeah.
Yes.
Through the door as the boyfriend?
I'd be like,
what are you doing?
You know, it also I look down on Bill because he's tarnishing his legacy for Nanny.
He totally is.
Right? His legacy is declining while his sex drive is on the incline.
He's known for being this real like rules guy, hardcore guy. He's got a freaking girlfriend on the sideline during, you know, right before kickoff.
Yeah, he's definitely getting roasted.
When Ocho Cinco signed with them with New England. He had to stay off social media for a year. If you remember that.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now he's doing beach yoga with his girlfriend.
No, did you see they had a up in the air logo?
Jordan
spelled. Yeah.
So great.
So great. They probably sold 1,000 t-shirts.
So great. Anyway, and one other just sports related EP.
Against.
One other. You saw, I guess Simone Biles, they're saying, got boobs and a BBL, okay, for her boyfriend, okay, Jonathan Owens, is that his name? The guy, the tight end for the Bears?
Yeah.
But she's not ruling out a 2028, do I have the wrong
tight
name?
End? I don't know. I think he might
I thought
like
he was a
DB.
Okay, I mean, he might be
I'm
a
probably
DB.
Wrong. But she's not ruling out a 2028 Olympic comeback.
Nice.
Is she going to get the boobs
gonna do
removed?
With the badonk donk?
And the big ass?
Yeah. You're going to do the balance beam with your big ass.
How are you going to do all that? It's going to throw off your balance. You're not going to be able to do all the twirls and everything.
We got to talk to Brett. Brett's got to be doing something with Jordan Hudson and Sup Dogs, right?
He's
got to
be
He's got to be doing some sort of marketing
thing
down there.
Some sort of toy, yeah.
Some sort of drink named after her. Yeah. Some sort of appearance.
To get Jordan, you know, at Sup Dogs.
Yeah. Simone Biles, 4'8".
I mean, that's ridiculous.
4'8".
My sister claims that she's 5 feet.
Right.
She towers over her.
My mom was 5 feet tall. It's very short.
She towers over Simone Biles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
4'8".
Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah.
Of course, always captures the attention of Valdez. Casually
only
hooking
Valdez
up.
Only Valdez in America.
Just him.
Casually hooking up with who, Cakes?
Oh,
no idea.
I know who it is. I saw it yesterday. The enemy of all Swifties, Scooter Braun?
Scooter Braun.
Scooter Braun.
Right.
Yeah. Swifties hate that dude's guts.
The Euphoria star, 27, and the record executive, 44, have already been on several dates since linking up earlier this summer, according to TMZ. Somebody says she just ended her relationship and she's doing what women in their 20s do. She's dating. Everything is casual. She's living her life. She's working hard. They first sparked dating rumors back in June when they were spotted together at Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez's wedding in Venice, Italy. So there you go. Did you see the video of The Rock? Well, he was like, he was in Venice and he was on a boat and he was just saying how he had never been here before. He kept talking about, I wish I could act like I'd been here before, but I just had never been here before. And he'd been all emotional and everything.
Right. He's getting emotional.
And I didn't know if he was talking about like the 15-minute standing ovation he got in Venice.
Or just Venice itself.
Being on a dumb boat in Venice.
I don't know. Maybe he was awestruck by the beauty of the city.
Yeah, I don't know. He did the whole thing. I don't understand The Rock anymore.
The last thing I care about is The Rock in Venice.
Just say it.
Or The Rock in fill in the blank anywhere.
Right.
So we talk about Burning Man, and I think there was a dead man at Burning Man, right?
A dead Burning Man?
Did you see that?
I did see that.
There was like a dead guy there. Blood. It was like not good.
Mm. Like found in How'd a pool of blood.
I don't know. Murder. I don't know.
Murder, she wrote.
I don't know what happened. But there's a dead guy.
He got bored to death by being at Burning Man.
Yeah,
I would say.
Also, Cakes, there was a Burning Man miracle. A woman gave birth, this I never understand, to a surprise baby while she was attending Burning Man.
She had no idea she was pregnant?
She had no idea she was pregnant.
How is that possible?
She was so fat. She had no idea.
How fat was she?
That's the only way. That's the only explanation.
I don't know how you wouldn't know.
So fat that she just didn't know. But it looks like the baby survived. We were playing golf yesterday, and you know at Burning Man, it's got to be just all porta potties, right? Can you imagine how
100% right?
I mean, they're in the desert.
My buddy went in the both my buddies. They went and they used a porta potty on the golf course.
Okay,
I go, what are you doing? You're on a golf course. You're literally out in the middle of nowhere. Just go pee over by that tree. They were talking about the poo on the side, like it was everywhere.
Of course, it is.
If you were just literally, a quickie, why are you going in a porta potty?
Those places are generally crime scenes, depending on when
people
it's been cleaned.
What was the tree situation at that hole?
I know, it could have been wide open.
Done it in a wide open, like you're out on a golf course in the middle of nowhere. Just go.
Yeah, but sometimes if you're in a hole and like if it's thin tree line, the other hole can, you know.
It's like 6 whatever. p.m. Nobody knew anything.
Yeah, I avoid porta potties whenever I can.
At all costs.
Yeah. Please do.
I told you my son, though, he sat on one during a lacrosse tournament.
Sat on one?
During a lacrosse tournament for 30 minutes. Mm. He was just on his phone.
Oh.
That's so gross.
I was like, where are you?
That is disgusting.
He was in the porta potty, sitting on it.
Where'd he learn that?
Yeah. That's gross.
Coming up next, we'll play some true or false NFL version here on the Junkies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll talk to our pal Mike Locksley, head coach at the University of Maryland. They, of course, had a big win on Saturday, play Friday night, trying to get a good start to the season. Malik Washington, their quarterback, had a nice debut with touchdown passes.
Yep, as a true freshman. Impressive.
All right, wanted to play a little NFL true false, boys.
I wasn't ready for a pop quiz today. I'm going to try to do my best.
There's no right or wrong. You're just going to voice your opinion on some of these statements.
Okay.
So you know what?
All right, good.
I'll start off. There's a bunch of new coaches in the NFL, but I think a lot of expectations are on Mike Vrabel. True or false, of the first-year head coaches in new spots, some are returning, some are new coaches like Aaron Glenn. Mike Vrabel will be the most successful during his first season coaching the Patriots.
So Vrabel, we got Kellen Moore in New Orleans. That team's going to be terrible. Won't be him.
We got Ben Johnson.
I don't know what to make of Ben Johnson, even though I did love him and wanted him here over Dan Quinn. That was the thing.
Yeah, Pete Carroll. Aaron Glenn.
That Cohen dude.
Liam Cohen. He could do some work in Jacksonville. He did a lot in Tampa Bay.
So what's the question?
There.
So this is going to be the best one.
True or false? Mike Vrabel will be the most successful in year one.
Are you asking
of the new coaches?
So when you're asking most successful, most wins, or just best turnaround?
Best turnaround.
False.
I'll go true. I think May can take that next step and develop.
I'm going to say true just because I think he's the best coach out of all those guys. Besides maybe Carroll, but
right,
Ben Johnson might have some weapons.
I'm all in on Vrabel.
Ben Johnson could go on a run.
He could.
It's all dependent on Caleb Williams. If he can make Caleb Williams effective and have him pass for over 4,000 yards, which hasn't a Bears quarterback never passed for 4,000 yards in a season? It's a crazy stat. If he makes sure that Caleb Williams stays on track, isn't running around like a chicken with his head cut off and running into sacks, they can be successful.
I still hate his painted fingernail bit. I loathe it. I really hate it. But I might hate Steve Belichick's man bun more.
Okay.
I just don't think that's appropriate for football. We can't be having man buns.
Man buns, girlfriends on the sideline talking to the head coach.
I don't know what's going on in 2025.
It's just running wild down
there
in Chapel. What's happening in Chapel Bill?
Yeah. All right.
You get that trademark.
Weirdos. True or false, the Kansas City Chiefs will not win the AFC West this year.
So that means
false.
The Chargers or the Broncos
false.
Surpass
false.
Them.
False. These are easy.
You're saying they will not win it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say false.
I'll go out on a limb. I'll say true.
Who's going to win?
Maybe Denver takes that next step.
Oh, my God.
Maybe Bo Nix is legit.
Kansas City take a step back?
But you told me that there's a chance that Cam Ward could go in there and beat him in week one.
I just have to play devil's advocate at times.
I'm going to say true. They do win it again for about 100th year in a row.
Well, then it would be false because I said that they won't win the AFC West.
Oh, I'm sorry. False.
All right, true or false? J.J. McCarthy will have a better year than Caleb Williams.
False. 100 trues. 1,000 trues.
False.
Why are you so convinced J.J. is going to dominate? It's the Kevin O'Connell factor.
Yes. Kevin O'Connell.
He's a magician. He went all in on that Sam Darnold prediction.
All right, well, Ben Johnson's pretty good, too.
He is pretty good at what
ever
he
heard
does.
Of Ben Johnson?
What Ben Johnson's done? Yes, I've heard of that.
He had one.
He was a Ben Johnson stand.
Yeah.
When the Commanders were looking for a coach.
Don't get salty that my bold prediction hit, and I'm sure yours probably didn't.
I had two bold predictions. One was that Emmanuel Forbes was going to lead the team.
Who?
Emmanuel Forbes. Whatever his name is.
Manny Forbes.
He used Amander. Commanders. I like it.
He was going to lead the team in interceptions.
Okay.
Right, six
like,
or more.
Like right,
that was terrible. But my other bold prediction, Jaden Daniels was going to stay healthy and start all 17 games.
Boom. prediction was bolder.
You don't think that was a pretty bold
That's
prediction?
Pretty good.
All people talked about was how hurt he was going to be.
We'll read them off tomorrow.
Very nice.
The lists.
Yeah.
Along with everyone's Super Bowl picks.
Those weren't good.
Yeah.
All right. True or false? Joe Flacco, Dylan Gabriel, and Shedeur Sanders will all start for the Browns this year.
Three starters? I mean, I guess they kind of have to
I'll
see
say
what
true.
Got.
I'll say true on that.
I think it's true as well.
I'll go false. I think Flacco starts 8 or 9 games, and they're terrible. They're 2-7.
I don't think they're going to.
And then
give
Dylan
nine.
Gabriel gets the keys for the last if however many games.
Yeah, I just don't see them.
I get
starting
the vibe
nine.
They hate Shedeur for some reason. I don't know why.
Well, they got rid of Pickett. They didn't get rid of Shedeur.
Yeah,
it did seem
say,
like they set him up to fail
I'm
in the last
say
preseason
true
game.
Only yeah. because of injury. I think Flacco will be out because he's not going to have a great record. They'll start Gabriel. Gabriel gets hurt, and then Shedeur will get an opportunity.
I hope you're right.
All right, true or false, Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers will not make the playoffs.
False.
True.
I got to look at the schedule.
False.
It's hard for me to trust a 41-year-old quarterback in that division.
He's great.
That he's going to hold up throughout the entire season.
He's going to be okay, and Tomlin always makes the playoffs.
Betting against.
I'm at.
They play,
Tomlin
play.
Always has a winning record.
Yeah.
What's his playoff record, though?
Okay. Do you have a winning record like every year, but like 1 year? Something like that? Like a ridiculous number of years?
I think they're going to lose to the Jets in the opening weekend.
12 playoff appearances since 2007.
So it's like 12 out of like 17 or something like that? Something like that. 17, 18.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna, with Cakes. I'm going to say...
They miss?
I'm going to say it's true. They're going to miss the playoffs.
So, I'm in.
Their first 4 weeks, Jets, Seahawks at home, at New England, Minnesota at home. That's not horrible.
Yeah. Now,
And then Cleveland after the bye week.
I think that home game against Minnesota is actually in like
Oh, yeah, that's London. That's overseas. You're right.
London or right, Ireland.
You could easily neutral. Be 3-2. Easily be 3-2 with that.
They close with Miami at Detroit at Cleveland and Baltimore, but you know Baltimore might not need that game.
True or false? Dallas Cowboys will finish last in the NFC East.
I think that's
Ooh,
true.
Last.
Oof. Paul DeCino swayed you
worse
on the Giants.
Giants. I'll say false.
Paul, I loved booking Paul DeCino.
Yep.
That guy might be a little bit delusional about what the Giants are going to do in 2025.
He loves them.
I think he's looking through some. Giants colored glasses.
I want to, Valdez, I don't know if we have time for it, but I want to maybe set aside a segment to go through Pro Football Talk's rankings, power rankings,
yeah.
right before week one.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Paul DeCino would not be pleased. Let me just say that.
Because yeah. Giants at like 25.
Yeah. Just would not be pleased. Oh, yeah. How about worse?
Ooh.
So you're going false. You think yes. the Giants finish last?
Yes.
Not the Cowboys.
I don't think the Cowboys are very good, but I don't think they finish last.
I think the Cowboys finish ahead by a game or two.
Coming up next, we will switch gears and talk a little college football. Mike Locksley, head coach of the Terps, joins us next here on The Junkies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.